Yep.
Welcome everybody. This is the ordinary meeting of Murra Dingley Shire Council in the Alexandra Chambers on the 26th of February 2020. If I've just asked all those who can, please stand. As a council is democratically elected to represent our community as the Murra Dingley Shire Council, we are committed to working together in the best interest of the people who live in our municipality, who conduct business here and those who visit. We would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the Tongarung Nation and pay our respect to their elders, past and present, and its emerging and future leaders. Thank you. Please take a seat. Apologies and requests for absence of leave.
Apologies received for Councillor McCauley and Councillor Bissett.
Thank you. We'll move on to community recognition. Could I please ask somebody? Councillor Rose.
Suspend standing orders, please.
Second of that motion. Councillor Lording. All those in favour? Thank you. Now, this is a great part of the meeting.
Thank you.
Resident standing orders.
Second of the day, Councillor Lording.
Thank you.
All those in favour? Thank you. Question number four, disclosures of interest or conflicts of interest?
No.
Number C.
Confirmation of minutes. Confirmation of the minutes for the council meeting held on the 22nd of January 2020. Councillor Bowles, as per recommendation. Do we have a second for that? Councillor Rash, all those in favour? Unanimous. Item 5.2, the council confirmed the minutes for the 22nd of January 2020 confidential meeting of council. I have someone to move that, please. Councillor Rash.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you.
Do you have a second of that? Councillor Bowles. All those in favour? And we have that council confirmed the minutes of the 12th of February 2020 special meeting of council. Councillor Ray, Councillor Warden, all those in favour? Item 6, petitions.
Has none received.
Item 7, public participation time. Mr. Cheswick.
You don't have anyone speaking?
Would you like to?
Nobody to speak.
No gallery, Mr. Chair.
Okay, item 7.2, questions of council.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So we've had two questions of council from Mr. Jack Russell. Mr. Jack Russell is not in attendance. However, I am going to answer these questions tonight to get the answers on public record. So the first question is, why is it that I am banned from attending the Yay Library/Council offices from noon to 5 p.m. on a Friday? And for Saturday AM, whilst the named employee does not work those hours. My answer to that is, Mr. Russell, I would not normally deal with this matter through a council meeting. However, as you have raised specific details of the current prohibition in this public forum, I will answer your question in the same manner. As you are fully aware, the restrictions you currently face from attending the Yay Library are the result of the serious and ongoing targeting of my staff. You've previously been found guilty by a criminal court of assaulting a member of our staff who works at the Yay Library. You also continue your ongoing aggression towards this person and others in writing in your frequent letters to us. As the Chief Executive Officer, I have legal obligations to protect my staff from such behaviour. You should be aware that you are able to attend at other libraries at any time they are open to the public. You are currently able to attend the Alexandra Library during public opening hours and are welcome to do so when visiting Alexandra on one of your regular visits to our offices. The second question was, what is Council going to do should I select to attend during those times that I am banned? And the answer is, Mr. Russell, Victoria Police will be called and you will be removed from the premises. That's the end of the answers.
Thank you, Mr. lawyer. Being that we haven't had any presentations in open forum, we move straight on to item 8.1. Ceiling of Halls and Elmdale Road, Strathclyde, Ms Hawthorn.
Thank you, Mr Mayor, councillors. The purpose of this report is to provide council with a response to the petition tabled at the ordinary meeting of council on the 22nd of January 2020. The petition requests to seal the section of Falls Road from the existing Mitcherman of Falls Road to Allendale Road, then along Allendale, ending at Hannah's Road in Strathclyde. A petition was tabled by, was submitted by William John Rogers and was signed by 36 people. The petition requests that council seals this road and up to Hannah's Road, and has been identified by the petitioners as servicing the Village Green and Pavilion Cricket Ground, which is a local tourist attraction, being prone to potholes due to steep descent and a sharp 90-degree corner, attracting criticism from visitors and local residents. A detailed review of the request from the petitioners was conducted by council officers, including an on-site inspection. Falls and Allendale Roads are located in Strathcreek. Falls Road is located off the Broadford-Flowerdale Road, and Allendale Road is located off Falls Road. The properties abutting these roads are zoned farming. Falls Road from the intersection of Broadford-Flowerdale Road is sealed for approximately 1.2 kilometres. From this point, the road becomes gravel for the remainder of Falls Road. Falls Road past Allendale Road continues into State Forest, but essentially a no-through road. Council's road management plan classifies the section of road as a collector road in Council's road hierarchy. Allendale Road is also a no-through gravel road, however Council's road management plan classifies this road as an access road. Both roads are inspected every 6 months. Allendale Road received a full gravel resheet as part of Council's capital works program in 2018. Both Falls Road and Allendale Road were last inspected in September 2019. As a result, defects were found in Falls Road, resulting in grading works, which were completed in October. Through proactive inspections, potholing and grading works have also been completed in Allendale Road over the last 12 months. Council has recorded and responded to only 3 road maintenance requests since 2016 in Falls Road, and 3 road maintenance requests in 2016 in Allendale Road. These were in relation to potholing and requests for grading. A search on Council's record management system has found no complaints were received from visitors criticising the construction type of these roads. Falls Road is an undivided two-way unsealed rural road with a road width of approximately 7 metres. Allendale Road is an unsealed rural road. At the time of the inspection, the road was found to be in excellent condition with no corrugations or potholes. The road widths on both roads are wide enough to allow vehicles to pass, including the trucks. The Village Green and Pavilion is located approximately 1 kilometre along Hannah's Road from the intersection with Allendale Road. Hannah's Road is sealed. The sealing of this road was fully funded by the developer of the Village Green and Pavilion development as part of their planning permit requirements. In addition, they have a number of restrictions relating to its use. A traffic study completed at the time of the permit application process concluded that the Village Green development would make adequate provision for its road and traffic needs, and there was no expectation of a significant increase in maximum daily traffic flows than what was already occurring. In addition, a traffic study concluded that the existing traffic flows on the surrounding properties road network, including unsealed roads, were well within capacity, and all roads were capable of carrying substantially more traffic without difficulty and any hazard. The petitioners also commented that Falls and Allendale Road have been formally approved for sealing by the former Broadfordshire Council prior to dissolution and Strathcreek's incorporation into the Murrindindi Shire. Council officers have not been able to find any information to confirm this. As a result, council officers are recommendation that council note this report and that council officers have reviewed the request from petitioners. Request the manager of community assets to consult with affected landowners regarding the potential for a special charge scheme to upgrade seal the following: Falls Road from the existing bitumen of Falls Road to Allendale Road, along Allendale Road ending at Hannah's Road in Strathcreek. Request that the manager of community assets write to the convener of this petition advising the resolution.
Thank you, Ms. Linton. Are there any questions for councillors? Councillor Bowles.
When was Strathclyde part of Broadford Chunk? How long
ago?
Because we've been amalgamated for 20 years.
Through the chair, it was prior to 1994 when the council amalgamations occurred.
Yeah.
So Broadford became part of Mitchell Shire. So Strathclyde became part of London.
Thank you, Mr. Chesswood. Councillor Ray.
Thank you. You've given a general sense of the number of properties that had the potential to have some amenity benefit from this. In looking at that, would I be right in thinking there's perhaps as many as 20 properties involved? Yes, thank you. I was hoping my guesstimate was reasonable.
Are there any other questions? Somebody like to propose a resolution?
I'd like to move the officer recommendation be received, please.
Do we have a second for that motion, Councillor Rash? Would you like to speak to the motion, Councillor Wilmot?
Oh, yes, I would. I think that having a special charge period scheme is the right way to go about this, servicing this request. Thank you.
Councillor Rash?
No, thank you.
Anybody else like to speak to the matter? The question is that the motion be agreed to. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Thank you. Item 10.1, Murrindindi Shire Tourism and Events Committee. Ms. Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The purpose of this report is to provide an update in regards to a decision of Council at the November 2019 Council meeting that was about asking the officers to continue to work with LBTAs, Local Business and Tourism Associations, to develop a model for an appropriate governance structure in support of the delivery of the tourism events strategy. Since that time, we've also been reviewing assisting to review the Local Government Act of 1989, and we are aware there's a bill in process at the moment. Because of this and the changes or proposed changes to the way that Council appoints committees to assist Council to deliver its work, we find that we do need a delay in effecting this action. And so our recommendation is there for you on page 6 of the agenda, but it just notes the delay and also requests that that recommendation does come to the April 2020
ordinary
meeting of Council.
Thank you. Thank you. Councillors, have any questions? Somebody like to propose a resolution? Councillor Ray.
I was happy to propose the resolution as recommended.
Seconder for that motion? Councillor Rash. Councillor Ray, would you like to speak at all? Councillor Rash?
Thank you.
Anybody else? Question is that the motion, sorry?
I'd just like to say we've been working on this for a long time, so it'd be nice when it comes to a conclusion after the state government make a decision.
Yeah? Thank you. Any other questions? The question is that the motion be agreed to. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Item 10.2, Grants and Contracts Program, Ms. Brown again.
Thank you. The purpose of this report is to inform Council of the allocations made to the January round of the 2019 Grants and Contributions Program. And Councillors, I'm pleased to let you know that we've had five applications that have been allocated this month. The first one to the Alexandra RSL branch, and they were seeking a grant to purchase some tables and chairs. It's good to note that this club is very well very well used, and the new furniture that will come on board will really help with the safety and the ease with which the facility can be set up and used. So the group requested $5,000, and that was allocated by officers. The second application came through the community sponsorship stream, and it was for the Yay and District Regional Mother's Day Classic. The application was for $3,220, and that's been approved in full. This event has been growing over the last, I think this is the third year that it's running, and it's been growing every year, and
It's a great achievement of the organisers, and we're pleased to support it with the sponsorship. The third grant is through the Governance Skills and Capacity Building. It's for business mentoring for BMS Tours Lake Eildon, and they're looking for that mentoring to support their business planning, to assist them to develop their business in a sustainable way. And then there were two event support applications, one for the King Lake Country Fair, which is an event that is striving to grow and cement itself in the annual events calendar. And certainly that event in the past has offered a great range of opportunities for residents and visitors to engage in some family-friendly activities with rides, food and entertainment. So that application was for $5,000 plus the waiver of the planning fee associated with the event. And last but not least, Big Hill Events applied for a weekender cycling event, and they applied for $3,500, and that amount was fully granted as well.
Thank you, Ms. Brown. Do councillors have any questions? Or somebody would like to propose a resolution to the matter? Councillor Ray.
Yes, I'm happy to propose a resolution as recommended.
Do we have a second for that motion? Councillor Lordy. Councillor Lordy, would you like to speak to the motion?
Just very briefly, I think they all appear to be really deserving applications. But I'm particularly pleased about the Alexandra RSL group, because they are a very active, dynamic group, but they're a lot of older people, so anything that makes their life a little easier is to be appreciated, and I wish them well.
Councillor Lordy.
Yeah, I'd just like to say I'm glad to see the MDC Foundation getting up in full sponsorship. Also BMS, that should go very well up there. And I'm also very pleased to see that we are funding them in full. Thank you.
Anybody else like to speak to the motion?
Nope.
Councillor Wright, close.
Close.
The question is that the motion be agreed to. All those in favour? Motion carried unanimously. Moving on, item 11.1, quarterly financial report, 31st of December 2019. Mr. Hayward.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The quarterly financial report for the period ended 31 December 2019 is presented for consideration by Council. The income statement shows that the forecast position for the financial year has improved by $60,134, moving from a predicted deficit of $51,570 to a surplus of $8,564. While this movement in net terms is minimal, there has been significant offsetting of revenue and expenditure movements due to the transition out of the provision of age and disability services. December's year-to-date result is a surplus of $12.8 million. This is a minor unfavourable variance of 1% or $98,731. In regards to the transition out of the provision of age and disability services, the table included in this report highlights that the forecast position for the service has improved by $31,647. In addition to the service costs, the redundancy costs due to ceasing to provide the service is forecast to be $696,000. Overall, Council has managed the financial impact of the transition out of the services within the existing budget, as highlighted by the improved predicted forecast bottom line surplus of $8,564. The table that is included in this report also provides commentary on the significant variances. The Officer's recommendation is that Council receives the quarterly financial report to 31st of December 2019.
Thank you, Mr. Hayward. Are there any questions from councillors? Somebody would like to propose a resolution? Councillor Bowles?
As per the recommendation by the Officer.
Do we have a second for that motion? Councillor Ray. Councillor Bowles, would you like to speak to the motion?
No, this is your second or third quarterly budget now.
Sixth.
Oh, it's been here long enough.
I've lost count.
I was just going to say, well done, they're actually getting easier to read, so thank you.
Councillor Ray?
No, thank you.
Anybody else like to speak to the motion? Councillor Bowles, would you like to close? The question is, the motion be agreed to. All those in favour? Motion carried unanimously. Item 11.2, quarterly capital works report to 31st of December 2019, Ms Linton.
This report provides a mid-year report for the progress of the capital works program. There was a detailed attached form which gave you an update on each of the projects, but in addition to that, we've had some progress on some of our grant funding, particularly Eildon Floating Cities, where we finalised the funding agreement and started work on that project. Kinglake Streetscape Stage 1, Aitken Crescent, was tendered in December and expected to be awarded at today's meeting. Rubicon Village Effluent System, we currently have a draft access agreement to property owners and a land capability agreement is underway to assist with the design solution. The local government energy saving program was completed. Fixing Country Roads, the High Street Yay Safety Works and Back Eildon Road were out to tender, and Rubicon Road Construction was awarded. Additional, a majority of the expenditure that was done in that quarter was mainly sealed road renewals and the Murchison Street car park, as well as a number of drainage works. Some of the project savings and reallocations that we are looking at, just for council to be aware of. Further investigation into the sealing of Wilhelmina Falls Road has identified that there's a high-risk culvert which requires immediate replacement. It's estimated that the cost to replace this culvert is approximately $70,000. Project savings have been identified from the Cheviot Tunnel Bridge project. The budget for Cheviot Tunnel is $100,000. Estimates indicate that the works will cost approximately $40,000, including a contingency amount. It's recommended that $60,000 of that budget be moved from the Cheviot Tunnel project to a new Wilhelmina Falls major culvert ledger, with $10,000 confirmed savings from the Kinglake Rangers Neighbourhood House. The Yay Shire Hall restoration works, the total budget for these works was $144,000. The full scope of works have now been completed with a saving of $38,000. It's proposed to retain the remaining $38,000 to fund the delivery of other capital works projects. The proposed second-hand truck for the operation of the Alexandra landfill requires an additional $95,000. It's proposed the additional amount be drawn from the waste reserve. We also asked to approve the $10,000 from the Yay Shire Hall savings to a new minor project, Kinglake Memorial Reserve toilet block design that was agreed to at a previous meeting, and approve the reallocation of $26,000 of the projected savings from Murchison Street, Marysville into Leckie Park Wall Memorial Pathway renewal, which requires renewal because there's a lot of tripping hazards in that. Also to approve the allocation of $40,000 from the predicted savings of the Alexandra Council offices exterior renewal to be transferred to the Scout Hall subdivision works that was previously agreed to, and approve the remaining minor reallocations as listed in the budget demand column of the attached variance report. There's also a grant available from Sport Recreation Victoria, SRV, and our community development unit has applied for lighting improvements at the Yay Recreation Oval to allow for night training. The total project cost is $391,800. In order to obtain a $250,000 grant contribution of $121,800 will be required from council and $20,000 from the Yay Football Netball Club. If this grant is successful, it is proposed that the council contribution is funded from council reserve budget in the 2021 financial year. The officer recommendation is to note the 2019-2020 quarterly report, approve the reallocation of project funding as set out by attachment 2, approve the application of a Sport Recreation Victoria grant for the Yay Recreation Reserve oval lighting, and if successful, approve the allocation of $121,800 council contribution from council reserve funding for the 2021 financial year.
Thank you, Ms. Linton. Councillors have any questions? Councillor Lawling.
Just the sealing on Wilhelmina Falls Road, now that we've got to spend this $70,000 on that dodgy culvert, is that going to affect the possibility of getting that road sealed there, because it's a bit of a mess?
No, it'll actually help, because we only want to dig that area up once to replace that culvert.
Yep.
So once we've dug that out, replaced it, then we can go over and seal it.
It's been a problem for a long time. Thank you.
Are there any other questions? No. Would anyone like to propose a resolution? Councillor Gordon?
I'd like to move it as per the officer recommendation. Thank you.
Do you have a seconder for that motion? Councillor Ray. Councillor Gordon, would you like to speak to the motion?
Yes, I would. I'm really impressed with what you guys are doing. Thank you.
Councillor Ray?
Yeah, just to support that comment and to say that officers are demonstrating a really proactive management of the capital works projects, and that allows for a maximum benefit from the capital works budget. So well done, and thank you.
Would anybody else like to come on, Councillor Bowles?
I'll thoroughly look forward to when the streetscape tender goes out and it's accepted. I'm hiding behind bushes and trees at the moment because I get asked every second day when it's actually going to be happening.
Any further questions? Councillor Lording, would you like to close?
Yes, please.
Question is that the motion be agreed to. All those in favour? Motion carried unanimously.